Doo-wah, doo-wah, hello kitty. Tell us about the boy from New York City.
Hey, this is Simon from The Slants, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library, the best podcast on earth.
Another episode of Comic Pop Visits brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard along with
Logan here.
And we have Angel Edenburn back with us again. We did not scare her away the last time. So Angel, thank you for coming back on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And Angel's here because she wants to let everybody know about the next project she has forthcoming. So Angel, I'm going to turn it over to you so you can let us know what's going on with your project that you have coming out.
Okay, well, a few weeks ago, you guys reviewed my book, Nightblind. Well, I'm getting ready to release the sequel to this book, Flipside.
Okay, and you mentioned that in the show.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And we will see a return of several characters that we saw in the last book, as well as the introduction of a couple of new ones.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Are we continuing on? Are they giving chase to... Oh, God, just went blank. For some reason, Justice is flashing in my head, and I know that's not it. That's the Bodyguard. Oh, God.
Yes, yes. Justice will make a comeback, but yes, they're still on the hunt for Roman the bad guy.
Roman. There we go. For some reason, Greek was in my head.
Well, that's all right. Half of the common.
And in this book, you'll see just how nasty he can be.
Ah, okay. So we're looking at possibly upping the action a smidge again, but keeping the romance going?
Keeping the romance going. There'll be a few problems thrown in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Definitely a surprise when it comes to Twitch.
I was going to say, why? Is it just starts twitching or what?
No.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I apologize.
Then,
it was just sitting there. I had to do it. You're fun, though. You go along with us, so thank you for doing that. But yeah, so I don't know how much you want to get into it, but Twitch is having a little bit of a situation going, huh? So. And he's one of the ones I like.
Very surprising. Yeah, it's a very surprising situation for him.
Okay.
He did something I never would have expected out of him.
So was this planned?
It's usually Justice that gets in trouble, but this time Twitch is bending the rules a little bit. Hmm. And it gets interesting.
Okay. So was this a planned switch of... or twist to the character, or was this something that you were just writing along, or like it just flowed that way naturally?
Oh, this was one of those situations of I had done the outline of this sort of, or a rough draft, as a NaNoWriMo novel, a National Novel Writing Month.
Okay.
And I had gotten into my edits later on and found that I'd made some fatal errors, and so I had to go back, and I was doing some rewriting. And at this point, Justice and Twitch and Psych decided to kick the hell out of my outline and totally took it in a different direction.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Oh, it was frustrating. But everything came together better at the end, so... But they've done it again to me in the next book, so...
So they like to be contrary even with you, not just in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Like breaking the fourth wall here, folks.
A lot.
Oh, goodness. So with Isis, she was, of course, left in a little bit of a triangle. So like you said, I'm assuming that's probably going to continue forward with a little bit of ins and outs as well with that. Well, is it going to stay a triangle or?
Well, that's pretty much settled, but there is still some friction there.
Okay.
That Justice and Lucas do have to work on through the book. And Luther makes an appearance again, I will say that.
Okay.
And
Luther was pretty much going to become her mentor the way I felt, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is even a possibility in my head, don't know if it's in your head, but it's kind of like, are we going to have maybe four people in a situation, and even, it could go different directions all over the place for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, Luther definitely, oh, gosh. How do I say it without giving too much away?
Oh, don't say it. Don't say it. That's just me suppositioning, okay. Because it just kind of felt that way, just the way everything was structured. I could see different people coming in, and even to a degree, Roman. So you could have five people mixed mm-hmm. in there, because in Roman's eyes, kind of like what I was saying, I know Jonathan said it was the creepy version, which is true, but, you know, he has that stalker mentality, basically, but to him, he feels like it's love. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah. Okay, so right now there's four people in this mix: Lucas, Roman,
Justice,
and Isis. So
yeah,
it was
it's just that one of them isn't acknowledged as part of it by all the others.
True. They're wanting to get rid of him literally by killing him, probably.
Yeah. Well, what makes Roman so frightening is because he really believes.
Right.
I mean, he believes that she is his.
Okay.
And that she belongs to him. And if he can't have her, nobody can.
Right.
And because he's so right and so just in what he believes, I mean, to me, he's one of the most frightening characters out there.
True. And like I said, he was a little sadistic even in the first book, if people remember us talking about it. So, yeah, that's going to, it makes an interesting twist in there. So. With this, you enjoy doing the faster novels, so I'm assuming that this one will probably continue on with that trend.
Yes, it'll be about the same length.
Okay, so you're packing it all in and putting it at a fast pace, which I really enjoy. I know some people like the longer, detailed novels. Logan gets into some of those sometimes, and I do occasionally, but, you know, I enjoy the faster reads. I enjoy multiple books rather than just one big book. So, and I know you said Flip Slide is coming forth. What stage is it in right now?
Or you mean
Flip Side? Is it in the editing stage?
Okay, Flip Side. Yes, it's in the final edits right now.
Okay.
And Downtime is about 3/4 written at this point.
Oh,
nice.
So you're already working on the third one and getting it ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
So you'll have to keep us informed when that comes out, or getting ready to, so you can let everybody know about that one as well.
Yeah, it'll probably be sometime next year.
Right. And that's usually what most authors try to keep on track, so the readers kind of know the schedule. And if they happen to get extra stuff in the year, they're not going to complain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that's a pretty much tried and true path that every author hits, unless you're just one of these that is just a workaholic and has, I think the one that comes to mind is James Patterson. It's like, I don't know how he can write that much, but Maybe the co-authors
help. I sometimes wonder if he doesn't have ghostwriters and some, you know, that sort of help.
That's what I'm thinking about with the co-authors with a lot of his books. So, but for somebody that actually sitting down and hammering out a book, the year schedule, yeah, that's pretty much the standard in the business. So I don't think anybody's upset that it's taken this long, because I'm sure you've had people, though, come up to you, when's the next one, when's the next one? But that's going to always be the case.
Yeah. If there's a lot of people doing that, that just means you did a good job. Because they're all desperate.
Well, I try and focus on quality, not quantity.
Right.
And if it takes a few extra months to truly develop the story and get a good book out, I'm going to do that rather than get a quick sale.
Right.
And those people who are asking when the next one's coming out are probably just fine with waiting a few more months to get a better book. It's just they want to know when so they can save up their money to buy it.
That's exactly it. That is exactly it. Especially
in this day and age. Yes. Sad to say, but yes, that is it. Because everybody loves following authors. And it's kind of strange because you'll have... I kind of follow authors and movie stars and stuff. Logan's a little bit different in how his view is, especially with movie stars. He doesn't follow them. He associates them as the characters.
Yeah. The movie stars, the actors, they're paid to be someone else. You don't really need to care about who that actor is, just about the character.
Right.
Which makes Jonathan's view on the one girl kind of annoying for me.
Well, it's an interesting view because most people attribute the actors, where in Logan's mind, if an actor does a great job,
then you don't see him.
You don't see the actor. You just see the person that they're playing.
Yeah.
Which is a cool concept.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool concept. And he does that with books a little bit, too. He hits the characters a little bit more stronger than the authors. Mm-hmm. So
if I've gotten at least two good series or good books out of a person, I might actually start paying attention if I've noticed they're the same person, but yeah, otherwise I just look at the books. But yeah, you do find good authors too.
So. Oh yes.
Yeah.
With your scheduling, are you going to be able to do any type of signing or anything when this actually comes out? Do you have anything scheduled like that?
I do have one. I will have a book signing scheduled. It will be at the Great Writers right here at the Topeka Shawnee County Public Library on Saturday, December, I think it's December 9th.
Okay.
I'm looking at my calendar here. Yes, December 9th. It will be December 9th. I will be signing copies of Flipside there at the Topeka Shawnee County Public Library.
That's kind of going to be a little bit of a release party for you, I'm assuming, because it's roughly about the time when your book's going to be hitting.
At the very least, like I said, I'll have copies there and I'll be able to sign them and everything. Right. I'm hoping to schedule a release party before that.
Okay, cool.
And I've got a couple places in mind and I've got to talk to some people, but as soon as I finalize anything, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let us know.
But at the very latest, it's going to be December 9th at the very latest. Okay. So
definitely let us know, because that way we can put it up on the website at the very least for you. So
Sounds good.
Everybody out there kind of knows what we've done with some of our authors that we've become friends with. We like to do pre-pub shows for them, and this is what this is. So we've had Angel come back on. So this one is actually being recorded earlier. That way, if she gets the release party just done, don't be surprised if it's before you hear the episode. But we will definitely get back with us about all the info, and I'll put it up on the website for sure for you. Want to do that for you for sure. And with your website, I kind of played around a little bit. Pretty much everything that's available is through Amazon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And unless you're at a signing, they could pick something up from you directly if they're at somewhere where you're at locally as well.
And my books are also, you can request them through your local library. And there are there's one select brick and mortar bookstore that does carry my book.
Oh, okay.
And that is Ellen Plum's Bookstore in Emporia, Kansas.
I'm writing it down, so give me a moment. You said Emporia?
Emporia, Kansas, yes. Okay. Ellen Plum's Bookstore.
And that's the name of the bookstore as well?
Yes, yeah, Ellen Plum's.
Yep. Okay, there's your shout out, Ellen. So thank you for doing that for Angel. I'm sure she's very thankful of that as well. So that's pretty cool of you to do that. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the Emporia area, you can sneak down there. And after Flipside's released, I'm sure she'll have some on hand if you want to do a swing by and pick one up from Ellen Plum's bookstore. So that's very cool, very cool. Keeping stuff local, that's what it's about. So very cool. The last time we talked, before we leave out, well, you kind of mentioned you might be thinking about some conventions. Is that still in the works, or are you just kind of playing that by ear right now?
I'm going to play it by ear right now, but I can definitely say that I'm hoping to hit the Little Apple Comic Expo in the spring.
Okay.
And I'm going to at least attend Conquest in May.
Okay.
Conquest will be in Kansas City, and Little Apple Comic Expo will be in Manhattan. Kansas.
Okay. We had a friend there. We had one of our co-hosts there this last Little Apple Con there, so. So that's cool. So you got two on there. I'll provide the links on the show notes so everybody can kind of see those links and go to the websites. And when they get new information up, if they don't already have it, you can start getting info from those two sites as well. So, and then if you are going to attend, you can visit Angel there and stop by our booth as well and say hi. And
sounds good.
All right. I know you're been busy. I know this pre-pub. You've already said you're already working on Downtime. So you've been keeping busy. So we appreciate you taking time out of the day to let us do this for you. It's been fun getting to know you. And, you know, it's jokes like the Twitch joke. I know we can say and you'll roll with it and have fun. So,
yes. Actually, the explanation for that is a little story behind it. He's always so uptight and stuffy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he has a little bit of a British accent, and part of the joke is that, you know, over in the UK, they talk about twitching, which they mean, you know, bird watching or watching girls.
Ah, okay.
And so it's kind of a play, you know, the fact that he, you know.
Okay.
It's like calling the, you know, the tall guy shorty or whatever. It's kind of a, does that help? As an explanation?
There you go. I learned something tonight. There you go. I didn't know that was a reference over there. I do know.
Yeah, it's kind of go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I do know about through Jake Bug and the Kingsmans about the three fingers in the air over in Britain. Mm-hmm. Over the years, I've learned a little bit of the British stuff. So this is something new to add to what my knowledge over there. So.
Well, that, and he's that one guy. You remember that one guy in school that he was probably a little bit smaller than everybody else?
Okay.
But you never played bloody knuckles with him because he was so stupid fast that you would always lose.
Okay.
That's kind of how Twitch is. It's like he just basically, you know, twitches.
Okay.
You don't see him move, but you know you've been hit.
All right. Oh. There you go. Yeah. So we got the insides of one of Angel's characters for the Kansas Vampires.
Yeah. Naming reasons.
Mm-hmm. I still say you need to do a spinoff. I don't know if you'll ever get to that, but I think it'd be fun. So maybe one of these days, or should I say years, I guess. Mm-hmm. Keep it in the right context.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, hopefully. There may be a between the book of short stories eventually. So
okay,
nice.
Bear with me.
There we go. That'd be cool.
I've got two short stories already, so
okay,
there may be another in the works.
There you go. That works. Well, Angel, I appreciate you coming on this evening. I know you're busy, and we've definitely had fun tonight. Little inside joke there.
Yeah.
But, So let everybody know again, Flipside, the second book to the Kansas Vampire series, is going to be coming out. Roughly, she's one to hit it on December 9th. She is going to be at the Topeka Shawnee Public Library that day with copies to sign. So if you're in that area, be sure to stop by there and say hi to Angel as well. If you want to keep up with her on all her doings, you can go to angeledenburn.com. Or you can go to isisthevampire.com, and Isis is I-S-Y-S, thevampire.com. I'm sure they'll be posts there when the finalized edits will be saying, hey, we're coming out. So, so that's very fun. And next year, if you're looking for a con to go to, look for the Little Apple Comic Expo and the Conquest in Kansas City. And I'll have to go back and mention Manhattan is the Little Apple, is where that is at. So those are two other places where you can see Angel at and visit with her and have a fun time with her. Because she enjoys visiting with people. I think the first time I met her was at the Kansas Library Association's conference, and we probably spent about 20 minutes there just visiting in a very loud room, but we did visit. So she enjoys visiting, so definitely stop by and see her if you're available at any of those events and have fun with her. She'll have fun with you back and support her and have her sign your copy when you pick it up there. And I'm sure she'll have the other copies available of her works that on her table as well, for sure. If you don't have the first book, Night Blind, you can pick that up as well, and her other works will be there too. So but Angel, looking forward to this Flipside, so keep us in touch, and we'll keep everybody in touch as well. But it's been fun visiting. You're welcome back anytime you want to, so thank you again.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
And for you, those of you who can't see her, she that was in the midst of struggling with a cat.
Old lady grandma cat.
She wants to be in the picture. She hears talking.
And for your, yes, she wants to be in the middle of everything. It's ironic. She was the last cat my father-in-law gave me before he died.
Okay.
All of my cats had passed away, and I told him, I said, Dad, no more cats. I'm done. I'm not going to do this. And it was just after my birthday in 2009, and I came home, and Dad was sitting here, and my husband was here, and they both had these sheepish looks on their face. And I said, what did you two do? What did you do? And they're, a look behind your chair. Well, there was this little spotted, flea-bitten little scrap of a thing that didn't want anything to do with anybody, and now we can't get rid of her. She has to be in the middle of everything.
There you go. Pet lovers will love that, and they love the story, so it's good to see the she's wanting to get involved with the family. See there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
If your copy of Flip Sides has paw prints on it, you know why. So.
Exactly, yes.
Well, Angel, again, it's been a great time this evening. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
All right. We're going to leave off now. We hope everybody out there has enjoyed listening to us. We've been having fun here. We'll see everybody on the flip side. We'll see y'all later. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
To a weapon or a drug, you can be the outcast to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin, kept on the inside and no sunlight. Sometimes a shadow wins, but I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say. Honestly, I wanna see.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.